The Dalai Lama, Tibet's exiled spiritual and political leader, begins a three-week tour of the United States in Minneapolis today. 9 years ago, a congressional act helped to resettle 1,000 Tibetan refugees in selected locations. The twin cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul boast the second largest concentration of Tibetans in the country, behind New York. A key concern among the Tibetan immigrants is how to preserve the strict tenets of their culture and language in a country where religion and politics are kept separate and spiritual practices are often obscured by material pursuits. Art Hughes of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
There's nothing exotic or even remotely foreign about Tupten Datuk's home in the middle of a quiet block in a suburb of Minneapolis. But inside, as incense smoke streams past gleaming Buddha statues and hand-painted textiles, four Tibetan monks invoke an ancient and distant culture. Datuk left Tibet when he was 5 years old in 1959, the same year the Dalai Lama escaped. When Datuk came to Minnesota with his American wife in 1985, he was one of only two Tibetans in the state. Then Congress made 1,000 visas available to displaced Tibetans, and Minnesota was named a resettlement site. Datuk remembers his exuberance as the first 160 Tibetans began arriving.
People known as my house, a Tibet house. And I have sometimes 10, 12 people, sometimes even 30 people sleeping in my basement. And once in a while, I don't know, the days are going past, you know, totally enjoyable and happy, you know. But, you know, they have to work and I have to survive and you have to make a living.
Many of the first Tibetan immigrants got two and even three jobs, primarily in the service industry, at hotels and hospitals. Most of them became U.S. citizens and were able to bring in their families. But word also spread to the other 20 or so clusters of Tibetan immigrants in the U.S. that the network of support in the Twin Cities is good and jobs are plentiful. Datuk also says the Tibetans' generally reserved nature seems to resonate with what's known here as Minnesota nice.
Tibetans are always not so excited kind of person, the always little conservative. And I seem when I first came, the Twin City people, first kind of conservative. And but once you know long, their commitment is always there.
9 years after the start of the resettlement project, Minnesota's Tibetan population is now close to 1,000. For the Dalai Lama's visit, they're busy constructing butter sculptures, dusting off ceremonial costumes, and have even imported a few yaks to invoke their homeland. But they also find themselves looking for strategies to pass on the soul of their culture. Like Datuk, many of the original immigrants have longing memories of the home country they had to leave to save their own lives. Their kids, meanwhile, have an abundance that makes room for $150 athletic shoes and music videos by Destiny's Child. Roger Jackson is a religion professor at Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota. He's been active with the Tibetan immigrants. He says they always hold out hope they will someday return to a free Tibet. In the meantime, their concern is how to sustain a sense of their community here in the United States.
It shows up in concerns about kids and the things that happen to them or don't in the school system, the fear that they could be drawn into gangs conceivably, the fear that simply there is not enough infrastructure for the support of the preservation of Tibetan community around here.
In a neighborhood community center, 24 high school students are practicing a traditional Tibetan dance they'll perform for the Dalai Lama. At least 3/4 of them, boys and girls, have the first name Tenzin, after the Dalai Lama's taken name. In addition to their high school classes, all of the students study Tibetan language and writing. 18-year-old Chemi Tokar has lived in Minnesota for only 5 years. She realizes the links to her culture have a role in her life.
I like dancing, and we have to be serious because it's not like joke and stuff. I think it comes from my dad because he's like a dancer and he sings and plays drums and everything. So I just get it from him.
Organizers of the Dalai Lama's visit in the Twin Cities say any money left over from ticket sales and donations will go toward building a Tibetan community center, a place where the entire Tibetan population here can go to worship and study and dance together. The Dalai Lama is visiting 7 U.S. cities in all. His next stop is in Salt Lake City, Utah. For NPR News, I'm Art Hughes in St. Paul.